Jenny, congratulations. What does it mean to you to be an inductee at the 2024 class into the Saskatoon Sports Hall of Fame? That's a mouthful.
It's a mouthful. It's a dream come true, to be honest. I kind of thought when I was done sport, that was just it. You're just done. And I feel like this is just an amazing recognition for all the hard work and all the sacrifices my family made for me so that I could do sport. Mm-hmm. And it's just amazing to feel like, you know, all that fun time that I had that I thought was just fun was really something special.
You're here with your grandma. How special is that?
Yeah, my grandma was the one that I was like, do you want to come? And she didn't work, so she was the winner. So, yeah.
What does it mean to have her here with you?
It's really amazing. I actually lost my mom in January. And it's okay. So having someone that's close to me, you know, my sister or my dad couldn't make it, they had to work, but you know, it's nice to have someone in my family to just be here for the moment and enjoy this part of it.
Family's important.
It's a very important.
Coaches are important,
yes,
too.
Tell
me about some of the coaches that you had that kind of gave you the kickstart.
Yeah, you know, I had Todd Johnson. He was a great coach. He kind of got me my footsteps, and he also led me in the way of the bobsleigh vibe, and that was really fun, too. So, you know, had he not been a recruiter, I don't know if I would have tried that adventure in my life, which was really fun and a great conversation piece to tell people. I was a bobsledder back in the day, so...
What, it seems like it's a natural progression to go from track and field to bobsleigh, right?
Yeah. You know what? I didn't think it was at the time, but you know, you got those big, thick legs and good starts. And so, you know, it was a kind of natural thing to try it. And as much as I wanted to love it, I just had to go back to track and field and jump over some hurdles again.
What's the career highlight for you?
Oh, my career highlight. Well, I'd have two of them. When I went to Beijing for World Juniors was really cool. That was fun to, you know, represent. And then we won the team event when I was bobsledding, and it was pretty cool, you know, because it was like a men's event, a women's event, skeleton event, and you got team points, and then, you know, there's these big trophies and they fill them with beer. So it was really fun to, you know, have all these cool things that, you know, you remember upon and have up in your living room and be like, that was great times.
I haven't had a chance to read through everything with regards to your accomplishments. Yeah. What goes on with you these days?
I actually play football. When we came up to the address, I was like, oh my gosh, I'm here every single week and I don't even realize. So I play flag and touch football, and I actually coach track and field in a inner city grassroots program.
So it's important to give back, obviously.
Yes, you know what, and it's a fun event. These kids are coming from schools, you know, inner city, and they come and they have fun and they get to have a sub and we play some games, and so it's really fun to give back that way.
What's the message, though, that you give to these kids as they're coming along? Because there may be a Jenny Huckle coming along.
Yeah, do you know, we tell them that all these events, even though they seem silly, they're all kind of building those, you know, basic movements and trying to, you know, sport is all sport. So track is kind of that base, but, you know, it goes into football and soccer and basketball. So we try and incorporate all the stuff that movement is movement, and it's great any sport you choose.
Jenny, thank you so much for the time.
Thank you.